eye on the world. Behind the Black, I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome Bob Zimmerman. Happy birthday, Bob Zimmerman. This is the moment we take a moment to celebrate Bob's annual birthday, lucky man, and also to reconsider our donations, our subscriptions to his website, because Behind the Black is going to introduce you now to a Boca Chica controversy that only Bob Zimmerman could celebrate. Bob, a very good evening to you. Happy birthday. And we go to Boca Chica, where a Texas state court is causing a disruption in the plans for our trip to Mars. What's happened?
Yes, I wouldn't use celebrate as the term here to talk about this, John. There are many, many attempts right now going on to stop Elon Musk and SpaceX in accomplishing anything. He is the most successful businessman possibly in the last half century in America. He's created tens of thousands of jobs. He's reinvigorated the economy of whole cities. He's reborn the entire launch industry in the United States. Nothing he's done has been bad for the country. But of course, that means that multiple people in the political world are attacking him all over the place because they don't want success, obviously. So one of the attacks, one of many, I'm not going to talk about the Biden administration attacks, which go across numerous government agencies. But one of the other attacks has been put together by a bunch of activists, including the Sierra Club and a fake Indian tribe that never was established in Texas, though they claim they're a nation of Texas, as well as an organization called Save Rio Grande Valley. They don't really appear to include very many people from Rio Grande. Save RGV, RGV, they're called. They sued SpaceX because, and Boca Chica and the local authorities, because of the beach closures that take place whenever the SpaceX is going to do a engine test or a launch out of Boca Chica. This has to do with Starship Super Heavy. And they sued, saying that those beach closures violated terms of the Texas Constitution. The state had passed a law that said for launches you could close the beach temporarily, but this lawsuit said that no, the state constitution says you can never close any beach for private concerns. And this is it's how to interpret this law is interesting, because I think that law was designed to prevent private companies from buying a beach and closing it permanently. While it's always been accepted that for temporary situations, let's say flooding or a car accident, you can always close the beach or the road. And the local authority has been closing the beaches based on the new law that was passed, not in the Constitution, as well as just simple common sense. These activists sued, saying, no, it violates the Constitution. And the original lower courts had ruled, no, that's wrong. They should be able to close the beach for these purposes. But a court of appeals in the state Texas courts has ruled in favor of the activists and said that the 2013 state law allowing beach closures had violated the Constitution. So they put it back into the lower courts for litigation. Now, I don't know what this means. We haven't heard any updates. This could conceivably mean that no launches can take place in Boca Chica until this case is settled, because they won't be able to close any beaches. If that's the case, there will not be a launch in February, which is what SpaceX is promising, assuming the FAA approves its launch license. There won't be one in March. There might not be one for months and months and months. There might not be one for years while they litigate this case. So we're facing a very serious problem here. I've actually been surprised not many news organizations pick this up. I seem to be the only one. But this could conceivably shut down Starship Super Heavy for the next foreseeable future.
We know that the courts can stop SpaceX, but the weather, can it stop SpaceX, Bob?
Yes, it can. SpaceX has a plan to try to do 150 launches in 2024. That's almost one every other day. And in January, they got 10 launches off, which is not enough to get to 150 in a year. And the reason they got 10 launches off is because weather delayed them for like a week at one point, and they could get no launches off at all. No technical issues, just weather. Now, poor weather this week has done the same thing. There was a Starlink launch and a NASA climate satellite launch that got delayed because weather. and they have to just sit and wait. And then they were trying to bring back the Axiom passengers and Commander on a commercial flight that went to ISS for a two-week visit, and that had to be delayed because bad weather at the splashdown point. So weather is an issue that could be considered important now. SpaceX doesn't have technical issues anymore, but in the end, could they, for example, if they can't fly every other day, and they have several weeks in bad weather times of the year in which they can't launch as often, they have to make that up by launching maybe multiple times in a day. And can SpaceX do that? And that's going to be the challenge for the rest of the year,
John. Bob, a puzzle. SpaceX doesn't have to be in Texas, doesn't have to be in Florida. There would be countries that would be friendlier with better weather systems for SpaceX. Is that impractical?
It's impossible. It's 100% possible. This comes up every single time on my website. People comment, why don't SpaceX just leave the United States? They can't do it. Legally, they can't do it. It's a missile. A rocket like this is very heavily regulated by the State Department. It is not legal for SpaceX to move to another country. If they do move to another country and create a space force elsewhere, it doesn't relieve them of any of the regulatory burdens they face in the United States because they'd still be an American company. They can't possibly move their whole operation, everything, lock, stock, and barrel, to another country because the resources aren't there. The technology, the infrastructure, the human resources, the people who actually can do the work. So it's not possible. They can't move. And in fact, running away at this point is not the solution anymore because a lot of people have been running away for many decades from bad government. And the solution here is to fight. And SpaceX has been fighting. And that's what they need to do.
All right, one more try. Suppose they assumed Rocket Lab, just bought it out, made it part of SpaceX. That would not be an American company anymore, would it?
Yes, it would. No, Rocket Lab is an American company. They launch out of New Zealand, but they're an American company. And they're under the same regulatory burdens as SpaceX is.
It's not a solution to launch out of New Zealand?
No, not at all, because they're still an American company. Once again, Rocket Lab falls under the same regulatory burdens as SpaceX. The difference is that right now the Biden administration is not out to get Rocket Lab, so they're not doing a lot of stuff to limit their operations. Though they did actually delay launches for Rocket Lab out of Wallops Island for 2 years because of paperwork, red tape. If an American company wants to launch anywhere in the world, they're going to be under the regulatory burden of the United States.
What about merging with the European Space Agency?
It's an American company. Doesn't matter. They're an American company. They're going to have resources, operations in the United States. They fall under the American regulations. There is no escape here. There is no way we can try to come up with – there's no way. The government here is an octopus with its tentacles into everything, and there is no way to get away from it. You either have to fight it or you die.
Collins Aerospace is testing a spacesuit. Who is the purchaser? Who's the customer?
NASA. Collins Aerospace and Axiom are building two different spacesuits for NASA. This was after NASA spent 14 years and $1 billion to do a lot of PowerPoint presentations. They never got anything built in a new updated spacesuit, and they wasted $1 billion. So finally, about 3 years ago, they decided, the inspector general told them that you're incompetent. Give it to private enterprise. So NASA gave contracts to two different companies, Collins Aerospace and Axiom, and to make spacesuits. The two companies, for $335 million total, are going to get both of these suits designed, built, and certified in less than probably 3 years. Collins, the story here is that Collins Aerospace has been doing actual tests of their spacesuit now on the zero gravity airplane, you know, the one, the Vomit Comet, essentially. It goes up and down and produces short bursts of simulated weightlessness. So they took a suit with a guy inside it and some helpers, and they went on, did 40 different parabolas of this, where they could test the suit in a airlock type conditions. They simulated an airlock on the spacecraft, on the plane, and they did a whole bunch of different tests, and they're getting ready to present this suit for NASA to use on its Artemis program.
And Virgin Galactic back in the news.
Apparently. Yeah, I don't cover Virgin Galactic very much when they do their suborbital flights because it's not really the future and it's not really that exciting when you've got orbital commercial missions like the one Axiom that's at ISS. But they did a suborbital flight in like January, and lo and behold, a pin fell out of the Eve mothership during the flight. This was with passengers on board. Now, the Eve mothership doesn't carry the passengers, though. It's got pilots and crew on board. So it flew. It carried the spaceship to Unity suborbital spacecraft up into the air. That was dropped, and it then did its flight. After it dropped the spacecraft, the suborbital spacecraft, the pin fell out. The pin had to do with the attachment system. So no one was any danger, but they've now revealed that this pin fell out, and they've let the FAA know, and so an investigation's going on. Virgin Galactic was going to wind down operations of this mothership and Unity to build a next-generation system. That might delay, they might actually not fly this spacecraft anymore, and we'll see more delays before they fly again, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.